18th century England was immersed in spiritual darkness. Instability and turmoil reigned in government. Within the first 50 years of the century, four monarchs had exchanged the crown in a struggle of manipulating political leaders and family rivalry. Authors and entertainers further propagated the immorality and worldly fantasies of human nature throughout the nation and helped draw sinful living from the closets of the few into open acceptance. Children were commonly brushed aside as hindrances and given over to a life of hard labor in industrial mills and coal mines, rather than being allowed to receive strong character training and needed education from their parents. The church, the conscience of the nation, was preoccupied by its own conflicts. The established church was using its influence to bring about laws persecuting the nonconformist denominations, while many of these dissenting sects fought vehemently to claim religious rights. The clash of arms in an all-out war 100 years earlier continued to echo in the sermons of defiant preachers throughout the country. It was a corrupt and evil day, but the blacker the darkness, the brighter God's light could shine. The Lord, in his wisdom, raised up a man to bring light to England's spiritual night. He was born into a large family and protected from the influence of a corrupt nation through the home education he received from his parents in a small